What about your paper in Clinical Cancer Research, correlation between furomoxetol uptake in tumor lesions by MRI and response to nanoliposomal arena TCAN?
Right. So that was an interesting study that we did. Well, we wanted to evaluate NALIRI in patients with solid tumors to see if there is increased uptake in tumors and whether we could find a biomarker. Furomoxetol, as you know, is a iron replacement agent, and that's taken up by macrophages. And observation was made in the past where patients got furomoxetol for iron deficiency and then got an MRI for some reason and tumors lit up with furomoxetol. So it can be used as a contrast agent. And interestingly, in mice, tumors which have a high content of macrophages, this is typically pancreatic cancer, stroma, macrophages, show up much better on an MRI. So it can be used as a contrast agent. So we did a trial, small pilot study, which was a very intensive study. Patients got furomoxetol as a MRI contrast agent. We did 3 serial MRIs. Patients had 3 serial biopsies before and after drug.
Wow.
Administration. It took a huge amount of work, and I'm really proud of my colleagues who were able to complete this.
You did 3 biopsies?
Yeah, 3 biopsies. And patients obviously volunteered for this. So.
Wow. And were these generally Mets or primary or both?
The patients to go on study needed to have liver metastasis, and they needed to have 2 liver metastasis more than 2 centimeters so you could safely biopsy them.
So they were liver biopsies?
They were liver biopsies.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, so it was very, very intensive study. But I think it provided very valuable information. So furomoxetol, MRI, tumors which had a higher uptake of furomoxetol on the MRI tends to be more active when treated with MM398 or NALIRI. So in other words, this could be used as a radiological biomarker. And in fact, this is being used in a number of other clinical trials as a potential radiological biomarker. Biopsies also showed that tumor uptake of NALIRI or SN38 was about 5 times more than what you would expect when given with just irinotecan.
Wow, that is really interesting. I'm not sure I remember hearing that being documented like that. Are there other studies that are similar to what you just described? Because everybody talks about this theoretical advantage of the liposome, but has that been shown, the actual, I guess, increased uptake?
This is the only clinical study which showed that. This has been shown in mice, but this is the only clinical study which actually showed that you get up to 5 times or more of SN38 into tumors with NALIRI.
So this, I guess, imaging method to predict treatment benefit, do you think that theoretically it could actually be used to determine whether or not to use NALIRI? If you see it, what's the chance of benefit? If you don't see it, what's the chance of benefit?
Right. So this was a small pilot study. I think we had 12 or 14 patients. So interestingly, tumors in the same patient have different characteristics. We saw patients with multiple liver metastases, some which took up furomoxetol, some did, and had differing responses. In the same patient, tumors with high furomoxetol content were more likely to shrink than those without.
Wow.
So we think it's a good biomarker, but certainly has to be validated. And we are looking at strategies in pancreatic cancer, gastric cancer, and these have actually started. And breast cancer, there is an ongoing study in breast cancer. Patients are not selected based on this, but this is a secondary endpoint to see which tumors shrink when treated with NALIRI based on the furomoxetol MRI.
Who's the breast cancer investigator that you're working with?
It's Dr. Jaskit Sachdev. She's leading this study. And if I just can go back to the furomoxetol MRI. So we looked at different time points of doing the MRI. It looks like you give the furomoxetol, allow 24 hours for uptake, and do the MRI 24 hours later. That seems to be pretty good enough to look at uptake.
And theoretically, because you mentioned breast cancer and other cancers, but what kinds of systemic therapy do you think would be more likely to be correlated, or any kind of systemic therapy?
We think this is for any nanoparticle or liposomal agent, any encapsulated agent, because this is preferentially taken up by macrophages.
Huh.